What about technical issues in doing the assay or just looking at the specimen in terms of crush artifact, poor fixation, or excessive fixation?
Yeah, so those are all big issues. And quite honestly, where they become even more important is in the whole area of needle core biopsies. I will tell you that if you look at the quality of core biopsies, they span an entire spectrum. Some of them are actually quite generous. They're a fairly decent gauge in terms of size, and the quality with which they're processed is good. But I have seen thousands of cores where they are small, they're crushed, you always get an edge effect. And the other big issue with them is that to make an accurate diagnosis of a complex lymphoma, you often have to have a reasonable test menu. And the problem with needle core biopsies is you can rapidly exhaust that tissue so that you can't do all the available tests you want to do. And so fixation is important. All of those issues, which quite honestly, all aspects of pathology require that you have a reasonable piece of tissue, that it's well preserved, it's adequately fixed, and it's properly processed. So for needle core biopsies, that can be quite a challenge. And I will tell you that after 29 years of doing this, I was never a big fan of needle core biopsies. And quite frankly, in particular, with palpable nodes that I could take out, or you, Dr. Love. So these are things that are easily accessible. I would prefer to see an incisional biopsy or even an excisional biopsy in contrast to a needle core.